50 competitors have completed the third annual White Mountains 100 north of Fairbanks. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, they set out early Sunday morning for the ultra-distance human-powered race. A handful of racers are still out on the trail.
Competitors waxed skis, filled the tires of their fat bikes, and tightened gaiters over their running shoes just before setting out on 100 miles of remote trail north of Fairbanks. Race director Ed Plum admits that this race isn't for everyone.
Yeah, most of these people are crazy. 100 miles is a long ways. Yeah, if you've never gone that far, it just seems very daunting.
There was a healthy mix of rookies and veterans among the skiers, bikers, and runners competing. The majority of them hail from Alaska. 9 came from the lower 48. Plum says it's the perfect opportunity to see a part of the state not everyone knows about.
There's an excellent trail network that's maintained by the BLM, and there's cabins, at least for the race course, we have a checkpoint in a cabin about every 20 miles. So it's a great distance between checkpoints and nice warm little cabins and super scenic country.
A permit from the Bureau of Land Management limits the field to 65 racers. This year's competitors faced a challenging trail covered in at least an inch of fresh snow with spots of open water and heavy overflow. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.